This rule, as some may know, is the Methane Waste and Prevention Rule, and that was passed and implemented in 2016 by the Bureau of Land Management. And what it dealt with really was natural gas and methane. Sometimes that's captured by industry, and sometimes it is vented off, released just into the atmosphere, or flared off. In either case, what was thought to, after some calculations and the oil boom that's happening across America with development of fracking, is this is becoming much more common occurrence. So in 2016, the government said we need to try to figure out a way so that we're not wasting this energy. Estimates put up that waste of energy is somewhere around 13 million metric tons each year. On September 19th, the Bureau of Land Management announced what they called a revision of the rule, but what essentially the revision of the rule did was gut all authority of the Bureau of Land Management to regulate the venting or flaring of that methane.
How does this new regulation address methane waste and flaring?
Well, unfortunately, it does not. And that has been kind of the big rub. One point that industry makes is they refer to a 1920 law, a Mining Recovery Act on our public lands. And that's really what a lot of groups, not only concerned health officials, but also conservation groups have said is, you know, we understand that this resource is being developed on our public lands and that that energy shouldn't just be wasted. You know, well, we could be using that to heat homes. Also, you know, what is important for taxpayers to understand is that also means that there's a value to that energy and there's a value to that natural gas. And that natural gas is, you know, right now it's hovering a little bit under $3 a ton. However, fluctuates in price and we know that. But at the same time, you know, those collect royalties.
What is royalty-free venting and flaring?
By changing this rule, and Secretary Zinke and Deputy Secretary David Bernhardt have done, is said that 13 million metric tons of natural gas that's wasted every year no longer has a value. So if it doesn't have a value anymore, we no longer as taxpayers can collect royalties on that resource.
So royalty-free venting and flaring means basically that energy companies just burn the gas they produce for free. That's gas that no one benefits from except the gas companies. They don't pay royalties to the feds, to the states, or communities. They're just sort of allowed to burn that for free.
Yeah, and that should be really troubling to a lot of taxpayers who right now are sure aware of not only what they have to pay, but also, you know, in regards to, you know, some of the critical issues we face in America. And one of the big issues for conservationists and people that love our national parks is, you know, there is nearly a $12 billion deferred maintenance bill out there for crumbling national parks. And it kind of seems hypocritical for Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke to say that we need to address these critical needs and figure out some way to pay for it, yet let industry off with a free pass to not pay for any royalties on this incredible amount of energy resource.
This rollback doesn't differ from the original rule, but it sounds like the limit to venting and flaring doesn't really discourage energy industry from wasting gas. It seems that in the past, energy companies simply paid for the gas they wasted instead of capturing it and using it. Your thoughts about that?
I think, you know, industry has tried to take a very, you know, forward position on this in that they're doing it voluntarily. And I think that there's two kind of troubling points on that is, yes, you know, I mean, there isn't that accounting mechanism for understanding what is released and what value that would be and paying taxes on it. And there is no requirement now for that to be captured and used for energy. You know, so it's a waste on both ends.
Well, Jason O'Neill of the Western Values Project, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.